Hey there, I'm Dr. Dave. I got a great question from a viewer. Her name is Kathy Lino, and Kathy Lino is asking me, she said, Dr. Dave, I'm wondering, has microdosing had an effect on how you see your past? Do you remember more things from the past? Do you think microdosing distorts your memories? Can you see things as they are, or is it kind of like sugarcoating things? I take that to mean, or is it sugarcoating things in the present? That's what I'm thinking she's meaning there, but I'll address both anyway. She says, I hope you get what I mean. Thank you, Kathy Lino. I absolutely understand what you mean, Kathy Lino. When you asked this question in a comment on a previous video or somewhere where you asked it, I immediately told you that it's a great question, and I'm going to go ahead and do a little video to answer the question, because I not only answer you, but I think so many people would want to know about this. So I think microdosing, I know as for a fact, microdosing has made my past appear a lot clearer. Things that maybe were hidden from me, things that were kind of like locked in the back of my brain somewhere, have all of a sudden kind of come out and are very vivid, very, very clear. And I've actually, it's funny that you asked this, Kathleen, because some of the videos I've done over the past month or so have been really clear on some of the things that have come out of my past. For example, the two main things I would say were my first marriage and becoming a dentist and going to dental school. For some reason, these things are like popping out of my past and popping out of like hidden storage areas in my brain. And they're telling me that, yeah, I was on some really, really strange paths in my past. It's not saying that I shouldn't have done these. It's not telling me anything, but it's reminding me, and it's kind of bringing them to the forefront of and probably sharing with me why helping me understand why I have had to go through so much trauma in my life to get to where I am right now. And the microdosing has absolutely helped me. But Kathy Lino, yeah, I think the memories and the things from the past are very, very clear. I'll give you like a really cool off-topic example of something that just happened a couple days ago. I was talking to my wife, who happens to be from Japan, and I do not speak fluent Japanese, but over the years of being with her, I've learned enough Japanese and I know enough phrases and things, but also because of my brain, I if I don't use it every day, I forget a lot of it. But some words and some phrases just came out of my brain without even thinking the other day, and I started talking to her in Japanese. Now, I'm not fluent, I'm not even close to fluent, but my point is, these are some things that she said to me many, many, many years ago. I tucked them away somewhere, have not used them in a long time, but for some reason, all of a sudden, a couple days ago, I started speaking these words, Japanese. It came out of nowhere. I absolutely attribute the magic mushrooms and the microdosing to this. It kind of opens up pathways that maybe have been locked closed for a while and just brings things to the forefront, if that helps. Now, as far as sugarcoating memories or sugarcoating even the present, I think things like SSRIs and antidepressants and things like that, people call them happy pills for a reason, because what they do, I think they have a tendency to numb your feelings and sugarcoat reality and just make things, oh, everything is great. Magic mushrooms, psilocybin, microdosing does not do that. It actually makes things, I think, as far as I'm concerned, it makes things more real for you, and you totally understand in a deeper way what's going on, and it helps you kind of process things in that way. Again, I hope that makes sense. It's maybe a little bit esoteric, a little bit out there, but I think what it does, it opens up pathways in your brain that have not been opened before, whether it's past or present, and you can think much clearer. There's no question in my mind now, I can think more clearly now than I could 1 year ago. I mean, that's not up for debate. There's zero question in my mind. So, Catalino, I hope this answers your question. Brings up the past, whether it's good or bad. It helps you process the past. It's helped me a tremendous amount with those two major things, a failed marriage and becoming a dentist. Two crazy things that maybe I shouldn't have gone through. But a lot of you wrote in and said, well, don't ever regret going through things in your life in the past that might have been bad, because those are things that got you to where you are now. So you've got to be thankful. And my friend Tripp Maxwell from Chop Wood, Carry Water, Practical Spirituality said to me the other day, we were talking on the phone actually, and he told me that you know, you can't be upset about these things because everything happens for a reason. And if X hadn't have happened, maybe Y would have happened, and Y could have been really bad or much worse. You never know. So things, everything happens on a timeline for a reason. Be thankful, understand them, process, and move on, and totally enjoy your life. So Kathleen, again, thank you so much for that question. I hope I answered it. I definitely understand. If you have any questions or comments, please let me know. I will try my best to get to almost everything. And again, as I said before, many of you are really helping me out with this. I see it. I see it every day. The more videos that are liked, the more comments that are liked, and the more comments you make on your own, and the more shares and things like that, it really does help the channel. So I appreciate you. Remember, repeat after me, this is not medical advice. It's friend talking to friend. I love when so many people repeat that back to me in the comments. I actually laugh out loud when I read that. I love you guys. I will talk to you soon. I'm Dr. Dave. This is Microdosing You.